I feel in it as if... In the same way, when you see a flower in a field, it's really the whole field that is flowering, because the flower couldn't exist in that particular place without the special surroundings of the field that it has. You only find flowers in surroundings which will support them. So in the same way, you only find human beings on a planet of this kind, with an atmosphere of this kind, with temperature of this kind, supplied by a convenient neighboring star. And so, just as the flower is a flowering of the field, I feel myself as a personing, a manning, a peopling of the whole universe. In other words, I seem, like everything else, to be a center, a sort of vortex, at which the whole energy of the universe realizes itself, comes alive, a sort of aperture through which the whole universe is conscious of itself. In other words, I go with it as a center to a circumference. You know, the astrologers, in theory at least, may not have been so far wrong when, in trying to draw a picture of a human mind or soul, they drew a very crude map of the whole universe centered on the time and place of the birth of that particular person. It's not a bad idea, but I don't think the astrologers know how to read their maps, because the maps are too crude. But the essential point is obviously that each one of us, not only human beings, but every leaf, every weed, exists in the way it does only because everything else around it does. In other words, there's a relationship between the center and the circumference, which is rather like the relationship between the poles of a magnet. Without the center, no circumference. Without the circumference, no center. And although we say of poles, that they're the poles apart, that is to say, extremely different, there's something between them, just as the north and south poles of a magnet are united by the magnet. So the individual and the universe are inseparable. But the curious thing is that while that's rather easy to see in theory, very few people are aware of it in an important, strong way, like one is aware of blue in blue sky or of the heat in fire. It's more of an idea than it is of a realization. And so it strikes me more and more that our failure to feel at home in this astonishing brain in which we live is the result of a basic initial mistake in our thinking about the world, and is in turn the cause of what is beginning to look like the failure of our technology. Of the fact that everything we're doing to try to improve the world was a success in the short run, made amazing initial improvements, but in the long run, we seem to be destroying the planet by our very efforts to control it and improve it. And it strikes me that that is because we are really too simple-minded to understand what we're doing when we interfere with the natural world strongly and on a vast scale. We don't really interfere with it because that would suggest that we were something different from it, something outside. But I think what we're doing is we are understanding it in terms of languages, numbers, in terms of a logic which is too simple for the job, too crude for the job. To begin with, we understand everything in terms of words or numbers, and they're stretched out in rows, in lines. And our eyes have to scan those lines in order to understand them. But when I scan this view, I don't do it line by line by line. I see the whole thing at once. I take it in with, as it were, a wide-angle lens. But when I try to understand the world through literature and through mathematics, I have to scan lines. You know, that's why it takes us so long to get educated in school, because our eyes have to scan and organize miles and miles of print. And that takes us 20 years or more to get through it. But life happens, changes go on too rapidly for that. Because you see, in the world, everything is happening all together everywhere at once. And meanwhile, we, with our myopic little minds, are working it out step by step. Of course, we are greatly assisted by the rapidity of the computer. But even so, the computer is still looking at things in rows as the magnetic tape goes through and is scanned by the computer. It's still all going along in a single track. And I suppose then our difficulty is that we have lamentably one-track minds in an infinitely many-tracked universe. And we may have to come to the alarming conclusion that the universe is smarter than we are.